Welcome to my commentary on Peter's first epistle. This section, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. We will begin at verse 13. We spent much time in the last section on verse 13, so I will just read it. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority, or to governors, or to those who are sent by him, meaning the government governor, to punish those who do evil and to commend those who do good. Peter says to rank yourselves under, in a spirit of humility, do your best and submit to the governing authorities. In verse 14, he gives us one reason why we need to do this. And that is because government has been instituted by God, as Paul said in Romans 13:1, that government is there to punish the evildoers and to commend those who do good. God has placed government in human society to do this. So basically, Peter and Paul are saying, if you guys do good, you don't have to worry about being punished. There is a problem that results in the definition of doing good. Doing good, as defined by the Bible, as Christians define doing good, often differs from our antichrist culture, who defines what doing evil and what doing good is. I said it before that a minister who refuses to marry a same-sex couple is doing good as defined by the Bible, but in today's world, it's doing evil as defined by our antichrist culture. But still, as I've said before, the one who has placed government into power to punish the evildoer is God himself. Therefore, when government's definitions differ from God's definition, Christians obey God rather than government. And government will be judged according to their unbiblical definition and according to the way they treat us for doing good, which they would call doing evil. We can expect the days to come more persecution from society, from government, because the good that we do will be seen as evil by them, and as a result, we will be punished. And Peter says, even in this punishment, submit. Now, in our Western world, we have certain legal rights at the moment that we can challenge the government on. But once those legal rights are taken away from us, then we don't have a leg to stand on. We can only submit and accept the punishment that is given to us. Verse 15, for it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Doing good is supposed to silence the ignorant talk of foolish men, meaning they will accuse you of doing bad, but when everybody sees you're not doing bad, but you're doing good, well, foolish men just have to be silent. Now, it's interesting, in context, who are the foolish men? Well, I think the foolish men are the governors, the government leaders, who we are to submit to. Now, foolish men in Peter's day were all pagan men, but especially in context, I believe the foolish men are the government leaders, including Caesar himself. So, on one side, Peter's saying submit to governing authorities. On the other hand, he's saying these governing authorities are foolish men, and if you do good, you will silence them. So That is a very interesting point. The same people to whom we are supposed to submit are foolish men. Verse 16, live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Paul says the same thing in 1 Corinthians. We are free. Just think of yourself as a Christian back in these days. Your freedom that Peter is talking about here has absolutely nothing to do with social freedom, because these people were not free. They were being hunted down as evildoers. But in the kingdom of God, in the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, they were free. They were free from all sorts of things. They were free from sin. They were free from the judgment of sin. They were free from eternal damnation. Peter says, you have a great measure of freedom, but this freedom does not allow you to do evil. This freedom does not allow you to retaliate against your pagan accusers. He goes on to say, live as servants of God. We are free to be servants of God. The reason why Jesus frees us from our sinful humanity, it gives us the ability to serve God as we should. And serving God as we should is the main role and responsibility of a Christian. We need to view ourselves not arrogantly as king's kids, but humbly as servants of the Lord. Verse 17, show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. We need to be respectful to everyone, Christian or pagan. In today's world, where you can just turn on any AM radio talk show, even a Christian radio talk show, and you hear all sorts of nastiness being spoken of towards people. What are parliamentarians in government? They no longer debate vigorously the issues. They assassinate each other's character in parliament. The same is done in our elections, whether it's the United States elections or Canadian elections or wherever. The idea of debating issues has been replaced by assassinating the character of your opposition. And Peter says, this should not be the case. He says, love the brotherhood. Loving the brotherhood in their situation was absolutely necessary because they needed the support of each other to survive the suffering that they were experiencing. This ends this section.